Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. Great to have you guys listening in. I know why you're here. You're here for inspiration and to build and boost your belief on what is happening here at Isagenix. There are so many exciting things happening. The year has started off with a bang. The UK is about ready to go into full launch. People are rank advancing. We've got new and exciting product innovations coming down the pipeline. Celebration is just a few months away. There's so much happening. And of course, we love inviting the movers and the shakers onto this program to share their stories with you, to, you know, share not only physical transformations, but financial transformations, what's happening, those that are having massive success, what are they doing? We want to know about it, so that they can share secrets to success with all of you to help you as you guys are venturing and building your own businesses. And today we have Kenny and Brooke Berndt. They joined Isagenix in May of 13, and so they've been building about 4 years now. I'm not gonna steal their glory on what they've done based on career, because we're gonna talk about that in a second. But they have had an incredible, not only physical but financial transformation in their lives, reaching them to four star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive. They hail from Aurora, Colorado, which is right outside of Denver. And they're a cute husband and wife little duo building this out. They've been married for about 7 years, hoping to have a little Isa baby in the future. But with that, Kenny and Brooke, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Hello,
Kirsty. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's so funny is I nabbed you guys off of Facebook because somebody shared that you guys hit 4-star, and I'm like, oh, I need them to share their story, just because I think that there's so many people that are going to be able to relate in so many different ways. But just for starters, let's talk about before Isagenix. What was happening based on your careers?
I'll go ahead and take that, babe. So, you know, for me, Kirsty, I had a brick and mortar business with my family, a family owned sports bar that I put my heart and soul into. And unfortunately, due to some redevelopment, our lease was taken away from us. And I was freaking out at age 38 as to what I was going to do with my future. And I had to take on 3 odd jobs just to make ends meet. So we were highly stressed out because the bills were coming in and the income wasn't meeting it. So we were in a tailspin at that time.
Wow. Okay. So losing your business.
Yes.
Taking on 3 odd jobs just to make ends meet. You know, I can imagine that this was taking its toll on you physically. And then how did you guys actually discover Isagenix? And were you looking at it as a business opportunity at the time, or just something to make you guys feel better, or?
When we started, Brooke was just looking for a solution. You know, she was stressed out working 3 different odd jobs. You know, we went from a nice dual income to, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And a friend of hers was posting on Facebook about how she was rocking out her marathon training. She felt great. And Brooke reached out to her, like so many of us have done, and came to me, Mr. Negative. And I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a sham. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. But like all good wives do, she was persistent, poured on the heavy spousal persuasion, and we decided to split a pack. And that's when we got started. And everything was amazing.
Yeah. What were your results?
In 12 days is when that magic little light came on, and I had lost 12 pounds. Brooke had lost 5. Mm-hmm. 5. And we were just looking at each other like, I thought something was illegal. You know, it felt so good.
You have not amazing. Been the only one that has thought yeah, that too, have. By the way.
I was still a little skeptical of it, but I felt great. So that was awesome. And that's when we decided to just keep going and order another pack.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So were you, obviously you guys were feeling fabulous, but was the money, the thought of making money with this even in your brains yet, or?
You know what, Kirsty, it wasn't, because I was just in a bad space. I was really depressed, and that's why I did reach out to my friend. And even though we started feeling good, looking at the business opportunity, I was still a little skeptical of network marketing, to be honest. And so I didn't really take a closer look until I just started naturally sharing it with a few friends and family and getting paid on a Monday. And so that's when my entrepreneurial tug just pulled on me. And I said to Kenny, I said, we need to look at this because, you know, we're making money just by sharing it with a few friends and family. And he said, okay. And that's when I went to my first business meeting that I was invited to.
Okay. All right. And now Kenny, here she is. She's going to start to build the business. She's enrolling a few people here, there. When did your belief actually start to kick in on the opportunity and what was happening? Or were you still a little skeptical?
We were, when my belief really kicked in, we went to Phoenix and she tricked me into this trip. it was an ICU and she said, it'll be a nice weekend away. We'll, just go check this out. And I was like, yeah, I could use a weekend away. Let's go do this. So we went and we turned it into kind of a business and pleasure trip. We're in the elevator the morning of day one and we had gone out for dinner and had a few cocktails the night before. So we're just kind of foggy a little bit in the morning and I hear this like music from the elevator. I'm like, wow, somebody is turning it up. Like, there's a party on one of these floors and the door is opened and there's all these people like happy and they, had us go underneath the human bridge and high five and everybody and loud music. And that was my first ICU. And as we sat through that, I remember Brooke telling me about this Susan Sly lady and I got to meet her and introduce her to Brooke. And I saw Brooke's amazement. It was awesome. The vibe was just really good. You could tell it was good people. And that's when I first caught the vision.
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing all of that because as we were visiting before we started our podcast today, there's a lot of people that they don't know what this is all about, obviously, that they have no idea what network marketing is. And of course, not all companies are created the same. Not all cultures are the same within one company to the next within our industry. And so, you sharing that, coming in with those fresh eyes and what you are seeing is amazing. Anything that you want to add to that, Brooke, when you first experienced Celebration? Because you went to Celebration before, then took Kenny to the ICU, in going into Celebration and being surrounded by an entire, field of associates and our executive team. What was that like for you?
Well, for me, Kirstie, when I walked in those doors and sat there in the seat, I was sitting, in the back, basically, and watching people on stage share their hearts. And again, it just goes back to they're just ordinary people doing extraordinary stuff. And I was just ignited. And I thought to myself, I can't believe I didn't know that this existed. Because I was, I'm just used to that conventional brick and mortar business. That's all I had known for so long. And I saw people really determining their own worth financially too. And that it excited me. And what really, that's something that I could actually do. And so that's really when I got ignited and really thought to myself, I could help others do this as well. And so I just came back and I was, like Tracy O'Malley says, 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And I just caught the vision right then and there at that event. And it'll always just hold a great place in my heart because like we were talking before, these events, they change lives. And we tell our team this time and time again, you have to get an event because you have to see it for yourself, what the possibilities could be in your life. So yeah. That's what happened for us.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Now this is something that you're doing full time now, right, Brooke? You let go of all those jobs. You're doing this full on. This is your life. And then Kenny, you're still working, but you're choosing to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anybody that knows me will tell you I'm a car guy through and through. Love my cars, and although I love what I do, I go, from different stores to different stores, it seems, and build them up, get them running good, and as much as I love that, I'm really looking forward to designing our days together, spending our time how we want, and doing what we want. I got a little taste of it over the summer and went back to work in October, and I'm really looking forward to fixing up one more store and being done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and you know, here's the other, one of the other reasons I wanted to have you on is because a lot of people, when they get started, you know, hitting one star, two star, it happens pretty quick if you're on the right tracks. Yeah. Hitting three star takes a little bit more, but it seems as though if you talk to the majority of leaders, going from three star to four star is a little tougher. Would you guys agree with this?
Thank God. Yes, I absolutely agree with that, Kirstie, because, you know, we, and what it truly does mean is that your team needs to be behind you. You need to have a collective effort. To go out there and do it solely on your own, people can do it, but it's difficult. But it's so much better to do it with your team behind you, because then they get to see that, you know, they can have success in this. And that's what we've truly wanted this entire time, is for more of our team to have that success, to get to play in the leadership pools, to get the 5-cycle bonus, 10-cycle bonus. And so that's what we did. We set the intention actually 2 weeks ago with the help of that beautiful podcast that you did with the Push Week. And we just set our intention with our team, and we said, this is, let's hear some goals. The time is now. We need to do this. And so, you know, rallying them up, that's truly what it took for us. And it was beautiful to see, because we were just beside ourselves. You know, we didn't really focus on ourselves in the end. We just looked at who we could help and help them get there. And the ultimate result was getting us to 4-star. So it was a beautiful sequence of events. I'll tell you, it was amazing.
That's amazing. Yep. And, you know, the Push Week was such a fun podcast to be able to put out, because it's just people getting creative on exactly what they're doing with their teams, but being very clear and have in setting intention, for sure. And then obviously using all of the tools that Isagenix provides. I cannot believe that we have all these tools for free. Like, the website is gorgeous. As far as all of the enhancements that they've made lately, you've got movies at your fingertips. You have PDFs, you have all these different things. Obviously, you can order stuff if you want through isasalestools.com, whether it's a 6-foot banner to pop in your living room for a launch party or what, but we just are so spoiled here. I want to talk about how you guys are building, though, because obviously people are like, okay, well, they just hit 4-star. How did they do it? You said that you just did a Push Week, so I know there's other things you're incorporating. How much... does the 90-day action plan fit into your building with your leadership and your team?
Well, it's been huge for us because, again, you know, after, you know, NYKO, we just really set the intention again as to, you know, what our goals were going to be for the 90 days. And we just grabbed up the people who really wanted to partner with us and link arms and just stay consistent. And I think so many people, and this is something I learned from my brick and mortar business, is that you got to show up every day or else you don't have that business, right? So it's kind of the same thing for us, is we just show up as leaders every day. We go first, we have launch parties, we're still doing all the same things that we did initially when we first started this business. And I think what happens for a lot of people when they do hit 2-star, 3-star, they go into management mode. And that is just a really hard, we've learned the hard way, that's not a great place to be. But for us, you know, really getting in action, like you said, using the tools, and just being clear on where we're going. Even if we don't hit a goal for that certain week and a team member doesn't hit, that we just, you know, reaffirm that we're all in this together and we're going to push forward and just keep going. That's been our motto this whole entire time.
Yep. Good. And let's talk about social media versus belly to belly, face to face. Give us some ideas on exactly what you guys are doing to connect with people and to also train your teams and stay in contact with your teams. What are you guys doing?
We've used, obviously, Facebook and Instagram a ton for branding ourselves. And as far as a guy's perspective, the toughest part of that, I'll tell you, is just consistency. Just getting out there every day. And with helping our team and using that, we've done, you know, Facebook events. We've done Facebook Lives in our groups, our product user groups. That's been very helpful, the product user groups and private Facebook groups, I should say. We've used a lot of the newer social media platforms like Marco Polo to stay in contact, especially during our Push Week. That was really helpful, just being able to jump in there and not have to text something out. It's just a video. that was really helpful as well.
Yeah, we love social media, Kirsty, and I'm more the social media guru than Kenny is. He doesn't always and I think that's what happens sometimes, that the guys are like, oh, do I have to make another post? But we just make it fun. You know, we made a fun post about we're having a 30-day shakedown challenge. I personally love using Facebook Live on my own personal wall, just because the visibility it gets. And I don't go on there talking about Isagenics, to be honest. I talk about just health tips, success tips, what's helped me, being real and raw. And people love video, and video actually gets seen 10 times more than a static Facebook post. So we encourage our team to use Facebook Live. It's been huge. And so it's coming from, again, a brick and mortar business where, you know, getting your face out there and, let's say, putting an ad in the paper, that would have cost a lot of money. And so I always tell my team, I'm like, Facebook and social media is free, you guys. So just take advantage of it.
Okay, so social media, big deal. Not only to keep in touch, I cannot even believe it. I'm just having this moment where things hit you again. I remember back when Isagenics first started 15 years ago and how little of technology we had at our fingertips. And now fast forward to now. I mean, not only do we have all of these devices, but social media platforms to be able to connect with people all around the globe. Do you have any international teams that are building out right now?
You know what? We don't, Kirstine. That's been one of our goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, we're excited. And I was talking to one of my business partners about that. So we're excited about what's going on in the UK. And she said, Brooke, but you know what? We just still need to keep focusing on what's going on around here. There's still a lot of people around us that don't know about Isagenics. And I don't know who said it, right? If your neighbor's not using it, to the left or to the right, you need to get out there and start sharing it with your community. And that's something that we love is that, you know, we've just kept it community. And that's one of our goals for, you know, the upcoming year, is to go international, but that will come in due time, we feel.
Yep, absolutely. The connection's going to happen. Yeah. Zach and Eden Sloban, they did a podcast not too long ago that talked about that here they are in social media. They have branded themselves, obviously, as network marketing leaders and living the life in California. And another networker in a different company was watching them. And that led to when she needed out of that company and into a new opportunity, she was like, you know what? I really like the Slobans. Let's just reach out and see what they've got going on. It just so happens that this woman lives in the UK and we were just getting ready to launch it. So it's just like, oh my gosh, that's like perfect timing. So I have no doubt that whatever's going to happen in your future, it'll be perfect. Okay. And then obviously getting to events, huge. Are you guys doing in-home presentations too, or?
You know, we were doing a happy, healthy hour. But, you know, and now I kind of switched it to doing women wellness events. So we do that once a month. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our team does it all around. We have team all over. So they've been incorporating those as well. But we try to do them in a location that's fun and hip. And we haven't gone away from the home presentations, but we just feel like there's a better vibe and a really fun, happening place. So that's the avenue we tend to go in.
That's awesome. I love that. All right. Well, I'm going to, in wrapping it up, let's talk about a few things that you guys could pass on to some new people that are listening in, because you know there's people that are joining Isagenics every day. Some people just are discovering these programs and they're here for inspiration and just on the how-tos and what you guys are doing to create this kind of success. But obviously in the last 4 years I know there has been moments where you guys have been like, oh my gosh, you know, like what mistakes have you guys learned from, or what tips could you guys pass on to the newbies on what to do, what not to do?
The first thing I would say is just be consistent. Don't get swayed by, you know, any negativity. And that's probably really hard for somebody just getting started, because there is a lot of negativity out there. But if you truly want it and you want to see what it can do for you, you have to have that faith and that belief. So stay consistent and really tap into what you want out of it and not worry about what anybody else wants.
Right.
And I'll add to that, Kirsty. For me, what I've learned in this process is don't build false heroes. And I think Susan Sly said that a long time ago. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, I was like, oh, a personal trainer, that'll be awesome, you know, just because they were a trainer. But they have to be aligned with the vision of Isagenics. And, you know, I think a lot of people get swayed by the hype and the who's who. And if you really just stay true and put, you know, for us, it's God first, our marriage, you know, these key values that Isagenics has totally align with us. So find those people and then align. Don't just, you know, do the false hero thing, because it'll just lead you astray, and then you'll be led in a not a great path and be pretty disappointed. So that's a key tip for me.
Nice. Anything else? Any other thoughts that come to mind?
Well, obviously get to events. I mean, yeah. Events change lives.
Yeah. And again, like we were speaking before, Kirsty, have that burning desire. I mean, just find what just lights you up. Our team, you know, we just help them get ignited, like truly dig deep. We had to go inward as to why we truly wanted to do this. And there's not a day that goes by I don't wake up and just get excited about what we do. I mean, it's just, I dig deep and I'm like, God, show me who I can help today. And that's been huge for us.
Yeah, I love that. Wow, such great advice. You guys are rock stars. And just to think that even though you've laid this 4-year foundation and you've gotten to 4-star, I mean, this is really just the beginning, as you guys were sharing earlier before. You guys are just get moving into momentum as a team. So the growth that you guys will experience between now and 5-star and 6-star and maxing out it's exciting. Very exciting. Yeah.
We're so excited, Kirsty. We couldn't be more blessed to be aligned with you and this company. And we can't wait for what's to come.
Yay. Well, congratulations again to the both of you for hitting 4-star, and much success to you as you guys cruise through. Can't wait to see you guys at Celebration. That's probably going to be the next time that I see you guys. And of course, everybody listening in, thanks for taking time out to be with us. Make sure your team members know exactly where to find all of our podcasts, isagenicspodcast.com. You can subscribe for free, take these on the go with you, and learn and get inspired. And with that, again, Brooke and Kenny, thank you. And until next time, everybody, best of success and best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.